नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। सो टुडे विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम 10 कैंटो चैप्टर 13 टेक्स्ट 6। अत्र भोक्तव्यमस्माभिर् दीवारुढं क्षुधार्दिते वत्सा समीपे अपपित्वा चरन्तु शनके स्त्रीणाम्। आई थिंक वी शुड टेक अवर लंच हियर सिंस वी आर ऑलरेडी हंग्री बिकॉज द टाइम इज वेरी लेट। हियर द काव्स मे ड्रिंक वॉटर एंड गो स्लोली हियर एंड देर एंड ईट द ग्रास। देर इज नो पर्पज सो विल रीड टेक्स्ट 7। तथा पयित्वर्भ वत्सान अरुद्य सद्वले मुक्त्वा शिख्यानि बुभुजु समं भगवता मुड़ा। एक्सेप्टिंग लॉर्ड कृष्णास प्रपोजल द काउहर्ड बॉयज अलाउड द काव्स टू ड्रिंक वॉटर फ्रॉम द रिवर एंड देन टाइड देम टू ट्रीज वेर देर वॉज ग्रीन टेंडर ग्रास। देन द बॉयज ओपन देयर बास्केट्स ऑफ फूड एंड बिगेन ईटिंग विथ कृष्णा इन ग्रेट ट्रांसेंडेंटल प्लेजर। टेक्स्ट 8। कृष्णस्य विश्वपुरुराजिमण्डले अभ्यानना पुलदृश्य वृजर्भक सहापोविष्ट विपिने विरुजुस चदायथम्भोरुह कर्णिक। ट्रांसलेशन लाइक द वर्ल ऑफ अ लोटस फ्लावर सराउंडेड बाय पेटल्स एंड लीव्स कृष्णा सेट इन द सेंटर एनसर्कल्ड बाय द लाइन्स ऑफ हिज फ्रेंड्स हु ऑल लुक्ड वेरी ब्यूटिफुल। एवरी वन ऑफ देम वॉज ट्राइंग टू लुक फॉरवर्ड टुवर्ड्स कृष्णा thinking that Krishna might look towards him. In this way, they all enjoyed their lunch in the forest. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. To a pure devotee, Krishna is always visible. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Santa Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti. And as indicated by Krishna Himself in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvata Pani Padam Tat Sarvata Shiro Mukham. If by accumulating pious activities, Krita Punya Punja, one is raised to the platform of pure devotional service, Krishna is always visible in the core of one's heart. One who has attained such perfection is all beautiful in transcendental bliss. The present Krishna conscious movement is an attempt to keep Krishna in the center. For if this is done, all activities will automatically become beautiful and blissful. Hey Krishna, so we welcome everyone for our morning Srimad Bhagavatam class, and also I would like to take blessings from the assembled Vaishnavas to speak something on Srimad Bhagavatam, that is also on 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And while going through these chapters, Brahma stealing the boys and calves, I was just reminded of one incident last Kartik Yatra, October. We had gone to Vrindavan, and there Baldev Prabhuji, His Grace Shamanand Prabhuji and all the authorities, we had gone to two villages. One village was known as Sei village, another village was known as Chaumuha. Brahmaji, while in his Brahma Loka, he was hearing the pastimes of Krishna, where Krishna has killed Aghasur, and all the upper planetary systems are simply glorifying that a small boy, he has taken the form of cowherd boy, and he is playing with small boys, calves and all these things, and he is roaming in the Vraj Bhumi. And he is known as Supreme Lord, and Brahmaji is in a bewildered state. Okay, my Supreme Lord, and he has taken form of a cowherd boy, and I do not know okay, my Supreme Lord has appeared in Bhuloka planet. And he is wondering, okay, I'll go down and check and just see. And when he comes over here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions okay, where all the calves are going in search of greener and greener grass, and all the cowherd boys, they are opening their tiffins, baskets, and they are exchanging foods. And Brahmaji, he is looking at this sight, okay, my Supreme Lord, he is taking laddu from a cowherd boy and eating, and he is taking some buttermilk, and he is eating, and he is bewildered. Okay, this boy, this talkative, this playful boy, he can be my Supreme Lord. And a bewilderment arises, and he wants to check. And that is why he steals the calves and calves and keeps it in village, there is one well. Now also if you go to Vrindavan, then there is one well where the Vrajvasis say that these calves and all the cowherd boys were kept. So Brahmaji steals and keep these calves and cows over there, boys, cowherd boys over there. And then he goes again, and then he sees that Krishna is already there with another set, that is his own manifestation. Krishna has, as a supreme lord, he takes all the forms, the exact form of the hand, face, nose, eyes, ears, all the tiffin box, all the calves, exact features, because he is the supreme lord. And Brahmaji, he is bewildered. Okay, I have stolen this set of boys and the calves, and here also there are the same boys and the calves. Which one is Sahi? This is Sahi or this is Sahi? And the village's name came to be known as Sahi. And in due course of time, this Sahi transformed into Sei village. And then again, as later on, we will see in future purports how the bewilderment of Brahmaji is revealed, and Brahmaji with his four heads, Charmu as we say, he comes over to a village and begs forgiveness with tears in his eyes, and he begs forgiveness from Krishna, and that village is known as Chaumuha because Brahmaji has four heads. So here we see all the calves and cowherd boys, they are enjoying with Krishna and they are in great transcendental bliss, as it is given in this purport, accepting Krishna's proposal. What will happen? All the living entities will be eating with Krishna, they will be staying, they will be having the darshan of Krishna face to face. And what will happen? They will be in great transcendental pleasure. And what is the great benediction boon for all of us? The present Krishna consciousness movement is an attempt. What is the attempt? To keep Krishna in the center. And if we are keeping Krishna in the center, then what will happen? If this is done, all activities will automatically become beautiful and blissful. The whole of our existence becomes sublime. But when we take this great message of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and say to outside world, okay, if you take to Krishna consciousness, if you accept the philosophy of Krishna, if you surrender to Krishna, if you accept or all your activities should be directed towards the pleasure of Krishna, then the world says, okay, oh, don't speak all this nonsense, this Krishna consciousness philosophy, this taking up to Krishna consciousness is all simply waste of time. They do not have any answers, or the great technologists or the great scientists or the professors of all the universities, they hardly have any answers to all the questions or all the problems prevailing in the society. And the problem is that Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita has all the answers, but the modern public or the so-called advanced people, they hardly take up to reading of these great scriptures written by Vyasdev. And Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam having all the answers, but even after reading Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, they come up to wrong conclusions and wrong things. So we'll just see how this taking up to Krishna consciousness will help us in surrendering our life, in making our life perfect. Or as the theologists or the atheist people will say, okay, you are simply wasting your life, and at the end of life you will find okay, you have simply wasted your life. So we'll just see some examples or some themes based on the devotees and the non-devotees' perspective, those who have taken up to Krishna consciousness and those who are not taking up to Krishna consciousness. So here we see the life story or the life examples of Pandavas. Queen Kunti Maharani is there, Draupadi is there, the Pandavas, Bhima is there, Yudhishthir Maharaj is there, and they have gone through so much difficulties, so much stressful situations in their life. Every moment there is a disaster in their life. But in all situations they are cool and calm, and there is no point where the faith is shaken. Okay, after surrendering to Krishna, did I make some mistakes? Are my decisions sure? Okay, this is the right path. Am I surrendering to Krishna? Is the right way? Or I am doing some mistake, or I should think about once again, okay, I should change or surrender to another master rather than to Krishna. But whatever difficulty comes, whatever situation comes, they are sold out servants to Krishna. Even when majority of the Kauravas, majority of the Pandavas, they are killed, and some few Pandavas and few little bit here and there Kurus are left, and Ashwatthama, he kills five sons of Draupadi. And there is again so many disasters are already there, and again another disaster is there, where the small kids, they are not warriors, they are not in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, they are sleeping in their bed and Ashwatthama kills. And then, it's a long story, we'll cut short, Arjuna goes and captures Ashwatthama. And then also there is so much fight outside, and inside also there is so much fight. Outside there is so much dispute, and inside also there is dispute amongst themselves. There is Yudhishthir Maharaj and Draupadi on one side, they are saying, no, you should not kill Ashwatthama. And there is Bhima and Krishna himself telling Arjuna, okay, you should kill Krishna, kill Ashwatthama. So dispute outside, difficulty outside, distressful situation outside, and dispute and distressful situation inside also. Both outside we are fighting, inside also we are fighting, but at no situation, at no point of time, the faith is shaken, ke I have surrendered to Krishna, and this surrender of Krishna will give me bad effects or make my life a miserable. Although their life itself is a misery, but their surrender does not shake, their faith does not shake, and all the situations, all the miseries only make them more surrendered to Krishna. Their love, their affection, their devotion to Krishna increases more full. I was hearing some of the lectures by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, and he was mentioning the pastimes of the Vraj Bhumi, and where all the gopis, they are complaining. They are always in misery that, oh Krishna, oh Yashoda Maiya, your Kana, he is always coming in our house and breaking all the pots and making all our rooms dirty. He is making our children cry, all these things. And Yashoda Maiya, she is like a fed up lady. Oh, this Kana, he is always disturbing me. Always all the villagers, all the Vrajvasis, they are simply torturing me by, your son has done this, your son has done this. And many of the Vrajvasis, the cowherd females, they are like ready to capture Krishna red-handed, and sometimes Krishna is caught red-handed. But somehow or other Krishna becomes very fearful. He leaves the hands of the gopis and runs away. And somehow or the gopis, they make some plan and they say, decide, all the gopis, they decide, okay, oh, now we should capture Krishna. And somehow or other they capture Krishna, and Krishna is taken to Yashoda Maiya. Yashoda Maiya, see, your Kana, your pet, has done so many atrocities, he has broken our pots, and here we have caught him red-handed, all his hands are filled with butter and all this. And Yashoda Maiya, she becomes fed up and she feels, ke, oh, now this small boy, my kid, has to be improved, he has to be shaken somewhere. And then Yashoda Maiya, like long story, the unbound cannot be bound by the great rishis also, but a simple cowherd lady, she binds Kanha. And then all the Vraj gopis, they are saying, oh, Yashoda Maiya, don't bind Krishna. And Yashoda Maiya say, are, what is this? First we are coming and complaining, okay, your son is doing like this, your son is doing like this. You please take care of your child. You improve your child. And now I am punishing him. I am giving him some punishment so that he can learn some nice lessons. And you are saying, okay, oh, Yashoda Maiya, please don't bind Krishna, don't bind Kana. What is this? First we are complaining and now you are taking his side. So the Vraj gopis, they said, okay, no, our whole existence is only for preparing butter, yogurt, all the nice milk items for the pleasure of Krishna. Our only existence is, okay, if Krishna is not coming to our house, if Krishna is not coming, stealing butter from our house, then what is the use of our life? What is the use of making all these nice milk items? So they say, okay, then let him come to your house, steal and eat, then why complain? So the Vraj gopis are saying, okay, no, we like to think about Krishna, we like to speak about Krishna, we like to meditate about Krishna, and we are always searching an excuse where we can discuss Krishna Katha, where we are always speaking about Krishna, where we are always thinking about Krishna. So Yashoda Maiya, please leave Krishna, please leave Kanha, and let him come to our house, steal the butter, and along with stealing the butter, let him steal our heart also. So that will make our existence, our human form, perfect. So here we find the Vraj gopis, they are not like in huge empire, huge bungalow, like many of the Mercedes-Benz, Pajero, or so many nice cars are standing outside their house, and their house is much opulent. Of course, it is opulent. They are playing holy with ghee, butter, and this is a rare existence in today's world. We cannot find pure yogurt or pure ghee also. So here we find a simple Vraj lady, simple cowherd girls, cowherd women, but their only desire and existence is for the pleasure, for the service of Supreme Lord. And many people say, okay, oh, Krishna was with the Vrajvasis. They were always in association with Krishna. They were always playing with Krishna. They were always seeing the beautiful form of Krishna. So they were so happy. Their existence was full of bliss. So people have wrong conclusions. Not exactly wrong conclusion, but they say, okay, Krishna was with them. So their life was blissful. But we see in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, is it actually okay, their life was full of bliss, their life was filled with happiness? We see so many demons coming in Vraj Bhumi, like Putana is there, like Agasur is there, Arishtasur is there. And Arishtasur, he takes the form of a big bull and he breaks all the houses. Trinavat is there, he is coming in the form of a big whirlwind, and all the houses, all the fields are destroyed. And even Putana is there, and at the verge when the Putana's life force is coming out, she takes the huge form, and when she is walking, she is just running, and her big feet, they are completely destroying the fields of Vrajvasis. So in all the demons, when they are coming to Vrindavan, Agasur is there, Arishtasur is there, Putana is there, any demon is coming and their fields are getting destroyed, their houses are getting destroyed. And even in Govardhan Leela, we see torrential of rains are there. As per their ritualistic ceremony, they are performing rituals, they are performing ceremonies, they are offering their oblations to Lord Indra. And this small talkative boy, he tells, oh, what is the use of offering these bogas to Indra Dev? Let us offer to Giriraji. Giriraji is offering everything for us. And somehow or other, the Vrajvasis, because they are surrendered to Krishna, they are sold out to Krishna's will or pleasure, they surrender and they offer it to Shri Giriraji. And we see, like Indra, he is not only pouring or raining cats and dogs. It is mentioned that Indra Dev, in the form of Samantaka cloud, he is pouring horses and elephants, like huge pillars of rains are pouring down. And all the Vrajvasis, again, they are in dilemma, that whole of our fields will be completely submerged in water, all our houses, like huge tsunami has come, huge flood has come. But irrespective of the difficulties, irrespective of all the anxieties, they completely surrender to Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho, please help us in this disastrous situation. And Krishna says, okay, no problem, let us lift Giriraji. And it does not take, like many of our speakers have said, okay, like our weightlifters, they do so much exercise and all these things just to lift some 200 or 300 kgs. But here Krishna is lifting a small mountain which is only 25, 28 kilometers and a height of around 80 miles or something, a small mountain. And he is just lifting as an elephant, he lifts a sugarcane bamboo like this. Krishna is lifting this small Giriraji, and he welcomes all the Vrajvasis to come inside. And all the Vrajvasis, they are beneath Govardhan, beneath Giriraji, and they are completely sheltered, they are surrounded, like they are surrounding Krishna. And here, while inside beneath Shri Giriraji, torrentials of rains are going on 7 days, 7 nights, and they are not wondering, oh, our fields, they are completely destroyed. Oh, our houses, they are destroyed. Now after these rains have stopped, where will I go? Where will I live? Where will my wife live? Where will my children go to education? Where will my calves and cows, in which stable I will bind them, and all these anxieties? No, their lives complete. Whenever some demon comes, whether the demon comes or not comes, their life is full of anxiety. Their life is full of distress, whether from the positive side or from the negative sides. They are always in distress. Okay, oh, Kana has gone to Vrindavan, and there are so many pebbles and thorns are there, and Krishna, his lotus feet, they are so soft, some thorn will pick in his feet. So they are always in anxiety. It is not that, okay, oh, Krishna is with Vrajvasis and their life is full with bliss, but only they have made Krishna as the center, only they have made the pleasure of Krishna as their only goal. Their life, although with all anxieties and with all sufferings, they are completely in bliss. But the same message, when taken, the outside world say, okay, oh, this is all nonsense, and we completely depend on our own achievements. See, I have done so much education and all these things. And there is a person who was like feeling very proud of himself and his great achievements, great financial background and his educational background. His son is an MBA working in big institutions, and his daughter beautiful and going in some engineering college in Nashik. And he was so proud, and he said, oh, you're Krishna and all these things, you simply chant and do nothing, you are simply parasites for the society. Do something practical, do some job and do something contribution to the society, simply dancing here and there, Haribol, Haribol, what is all this nonsense. Do some industrialization, do some progress for the society and all these things. And the same gentleman, when his daughter, she was going for this engineering college, and she was on her scooty somehow or other on the road, some oil was spilled and her scooty skid, and because the petrol knob was not tightly fitting, the petrol was coming out, and because of the friction between the scooty and the road, the scooty caught fire, she also caught fire. She was, and the scooty, it was still on a runway, people could not help her. She was also burning, and she was burned totally from Nashik. She was transferred to Mumbai in our KM hospital, and she was treated, and all the patients in the hospital, they knew a particular time where the doctors would come and change the bandage of this beautiful girl. And she would scream so loudly that all the patients, they would get up from their sleep, get up from their comfort zone, and they would start thinking, praying for this beautiful, delicate, fragile girl. Krishna, please help. Whenever there are atrocities, whenever there are difficulties, people remember Krishna. When they are comfort zone, people do not remember Krishna. So all of them are praying for this beautiful girl. Oh Lord, please help her to come out of this calamity. And this girl, within a month, she left her body. Not because of the burns, the doctors and all the so-called surgeons, they were damn sure that, oh, this is a small burn and we have treated bad wounds or bad burns of this. But she left her body not because of her burns, but because of the pains created by the burns. And this gentleman who was so proud, oh, this Krishna, all bakwas and this thief, chore, makhan chore, all nonsense, just to make money, you are creating such imaginary stories. And he started asking our devotees, oh, tum wo bata rahe the, Krishna kya hai? What is this absolute truth and all these things? Started inquiring about the absolute truth and how this disastrous situation come in our life. So here we see another person, a person who was very ambitious and he wanted to do something in his life. And he came across a group of people who wanted to build an engineering institution. And they came together, build these engineering institutes. And this person, because his only goal, his only target was to create an institution. And he was like a social welfare activities. And he wanted to create an institution where all the youths, all the girls, all the boys would come here, get nice library facilities, nice facilities of laboratories, reading books, making their student life a perfect, getting nice degrees, getting nice campus selections and getting nice engineering jobs in the society and making their life perfect, settling in their life. This was his goal. And whenever the family members, the son would ask, Papa, Papa, today you will take us to zoo. Papa, Papa, you will take us to some fun fair, some mela, some party. And wife would ask, oh, some relative's marriage is there, some death is there, can you spare some time? And he said, no, 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 I don't have any time. My only goal, my only ambition, my only target is to create this institution. And sure about within five years, this institution came up. All the girls, all the boys, they were coming up, and different departments were there. Some computer department, IT and mechanical, computer, civil and petrochemical, and all these, so many facilities, laboratories were there. All these were there, and all the youths, they were getting in selection for campus. They were getting jobs in the society. They were well set. But as time passed, he grew old, the group grew old, and the management was changed, and the management put their sons in power. And this son, he wanted to take up the whole organization, he wanted to take up the whole coordination. But because this old fellow who was ambitious only attached to this college, the son's way of working and this person, old chap's way of working, were clashing. And both were like in a dilemma. Oh, this new boy, he has just come today, this old gentleman, he is thinking and he is feeling, oh, I have put in 10, 15 years of my life, and this, just now he is coming and he is saying, no, 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 this is wrong way of working, you should be working like this and this thing, and he is completely in trauma. And this young chap, because now he is in power, he has the money, he has his father's right, ke this is my property and I will do things according to my wish and according to my will, he does some match fixings and defames this old chap and removes him from the society. And this person, because he is insulted, he is defamed, removed from the college, these same students, they were saying, oh, sir, Ale, sir, Ale, sir has come, sir has come, good morning, sir, good afternoon, sir. And now the students, what they know about the sir, ke, oh, he is a rascal, he is a cheat, he has taken so many lakhs of rupees from our institution for his personal gain. So he has gone into depression, he is half mad, walking on the streets, just now also talking, oh, here I will make this girl's hostel, here I will make this laboratory, here I will do these things. And his memory is so lost that he sat in a bus and he was found after a week. His son, because he had gone around 2,000 miles away from his own house, from his own area. He's like in a depression and so things. So here we find so many people, their only goals and their only ambition, their only ambition is for the satisfaction of their own senses. They want to do something for their own self. But here the Vrajvasis or in the Vrajbhumi, the common theme is satisfaction for the Supreme Lord. Here we see in the pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going through Jharkhand forest and he is teaching us an infallible hope for all of us. Okay, what is the hope for all of us? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is going to the Jharkhand forest and there he sees the tigers and the deers are there. The tiger is sleeping and the servant, he is wondering whether Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will wake up this tiger. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes directly to the tiger and kicks him and tells him, "Can you chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." So tiger, he is in great amazement and starts chanting the holy name. And tiger and deer both are opposite. And when a deer sees the tiger, he sees only death personified. And whenever a tiger sees the deer, his only aim is that I will kill this deer and make it my supper or my breakfast or lunch. So these two contradictions are there. We might be inimical to someone, some friend or some generation's problems are there. My great-grandfather, he did something to this person and both of these families are not uniting together. Some problems will be there, some generations will be there. But this tiger and the deer, they have from since creation or time immemorial, they have this enmity. And just because Krishna is the center or holy name is the center, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there and this tiger is running towards deer not to kill him but to embrace him. The tiger is embracing the deer, not only embracing, all the tigers and all the deers, they are kissing the deer, kissing each other with tears of love flowing for each other. That is the love when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears in this world. So here we see many examples. Okay, when a time factor is there, a political leader was there and he used to rule whole of his state and he was like a big magnificent giant, a big person, and the whole village would shiver on his orders. Whatever this leader would say, the whole village would do. And somehow or other he fell in wrong trap and he had some brain hemorrhage and immediately he was not taken to hospital and then lots of things. He did not get ambulance and he was not getting treatment in the hospital. Then he was driven to Mumbai city and then he was paralyzed. Huge lakhs and lakhs of rupees were spent and now he is paralyzed, sleeping on the bed. And at one point of time, he was moving the whole village. He was moving the actions, inactions of all the villagers and now he is not able to move his own hands for his own service. So this is the dilemma where all the persons in this material world, they feel, okay, oh, I will do something great in this world, like small children. They are creating great empire made out of cards, made out of cards, and a small wind comes and their whole empire is crashed to pieces on the ground. Like in Hindi, say, ek hawa ka jhoka aaya, aur sab kuch uda ke leke gaya. So here we see in the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra, Lord Ram and Lakshman, they are moving in the forest in exile. And Lord Ramchandra is moving ahead and Lakshmana is behind. They are moving from one place to another place. And at one place, Lakshmana gets the feeling, I am just imagining why I am roaming with Lord Ramchandra. Why I am not enjoying in Ayodhya. I have not been exiled. Lord Ramchandra has been exiled. Why I am doing all this tapasya? Why am I am living a life of renunciate and all these things? And again he says, oh no, no, no. How can I think like this? I am an eternal servant of Krishna. My goals, my life's ambition is only for the satisfaction of Lord Ramchandra. All my senses should only be directed towards the service of Lord Ramchandra. Then again he passes, and again after some time, again this idea comes. Why I am living like a renunciate? I should be enjoying with my wife. Sita is with Lord Ramchandra, but my wife is not with me. I am doing a mistake. I am chosen a wrong path. Like this, the same dilemma comes in the life of a sadhaka, even living with devotees, in association of pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada ji, being in front of Radha Gopinath ji. Many times I also think, oh, I have come to Krishna consciousness, I have started chanting this Hare Krishna, and is it right or not? Then Lakshmana, rather than speculating, he approaches Lord Ramchandra. Oh, Lord Ram, these kind of thoughts are coming in me. What is this situation? And Lord Ramchandra explains, at this place, there were two demons known as Sunda and Upasunda. And they were great fighters, they were Rakshasas, and by the tapasya, they had pleased Lord Brahma, and they had taken a boon. Okay, we should be immortal, we should never die. And Brahmaji said, oh, this is not for me also, I also have to die. How can you give this boon to you? All the living entities have to die at a certain point of time. So they said, okay, we should not be killed by anyone of your creation except ourselves. If we fight amongst ourselves, then we can be killed. And they were damn sure, okay, we love each other right from our childhood. Our life is so blissful. Then how can we fight amongst each other? No one can kill us. And Brahmaji, like a demigod, he has to pay. Whenever someone pays, then he has to give the benediction. So Brahmaji says, Tathastu. And both these demons, Sunda and Upasunda, they become strong demons. They start harassing the villagers. They start harassing the sages and start killing and eating them. And all the sages, they go to demigods. All the demigods in turn go to Brahmaji. Oh, Brahmaji, see now, your disciple, he is creating such havoc in our life. And Brahmaji and all the demigods, they decide that they will send a apsara, a damsel named as Tilotama. And just as a beautiful damsel, this Tilotama comes, and both these Rakshasas, Upananda and Sunanda, they are so much infatuated by lust that they feel, oh, I will enjoy. This is your bhabi, this is your bhabi. And they feel, oh, what is this? Are, he has taken this first place, and he has taken this first place. And these strong personalities, even though they might like a little, even a common sense is there, and they will say, okay, no problem, you enjoy, and after that, sometime I will enjoy. Some compromise is there between, okay, chalo, mil baat ke khayenge karke. And here, both these Rakshasas, they want to take the first place. No, 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 I want to enjoy because I am so much infatuated with lust. Both of them, forgetting the benediction which is given, the boon given by Brahmaji, they fight among themselves and kill one another. So here, the most powerful entities in this whole creation, no one can kill them, even the demigods, even Brahmaji, they cannot do anything wrong to these two personalities. But after their own illusion, after the desire to enjoy their own senses, they fail. And the situation is like they lose everything. So here in Srimad Bhagavatam 5.18.12, it is said, Yasyasti Bhaktir Bhagavate Ankinchana Sarver gunes tatra samasate sura. Haro abhaktasya kuta mahat guna. Mano rathe nasi dhavato bahir. In the translation, Srila Prabhupada says, all the demigods and all their exalted qualities, such as religion, knowledge, and renunciation, become manifest in the body of one who has developed unalloyed devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Vasudev. On the other hand, a person devoid of devotional service, engaged in material activities, has no good qualities. So whatever we might, some things will, oh, he has been so successful in his material life and I have been unsuccessful. But here Srila Prabhupada ji in the Bhagavatam says that all godly qualities will automatically be developed when one is engaged in unalloyed devotional service to the Supreme Lord. And His Grace Shyamananda Prabhu, he gave a beautiful example. Okay, all the beautiful pearls, they are kept in a row. All the beautiful pearls, they are kept in a line. But little agitation here and there, all the pearls, all the motis, they will go on their own way. Because Krishna is not in the center, but all the pearls and all the motis, if they are tied together by the string of Krishna consciousness, that whatever agitations or whatever havocs or difficulties, distressful situations which comes in the life of a devotee, all the strings, because all the pearls, because they are bound by a single string, that is Krishna consciousness, all will remain together. We see in the life of all the devotees, all the congregation devotees, our brahmacharis, life is not at all blissful. We say, okay, oh, chant and be happy. But chant and be happy, in the middle there is chant, struggle, and then be happy. So this struggle phase seems to be so long. All the congregation, they are filled with physical problems, health issues, family problems, emotional problems, spiritual problems, all the brahmacharis, so many bodily problems are there, treatments from various doctors and all these things. But apart from all the anxieties, apart from all the distressful situations, because life is centered, for all the devotees, life is centered for the satisfaction of Krishna's senses, for the Rishikena, Rishikesha. Only target is for the satisfaction of Krishna. That is why everyone is blissful. So we might be living in the darkest of midnight. We might be bound and chained by so many attachments, temptations, anger, grudges, pains, and by the binding force of Maya. We may feel ourselves locked in the prison of our own bodies, the prison of duality. However, as soon as the Lord takes birth in our hearts, all darkness fades. All chains are broken and all prison doors open freely. Wherever the Lord is, there are no locks. Also, we can see that the door to the locks from all directions, inside or outside, is always open. The only door is the lock of our own illusion, of our own ignorance. As soon as we see the beautiful, the glowing form of Shri Radha Gopinathji, then all the ignorance is dispelled. All the doors of this life and all the lives are removed together. So we see in the life of Srila Prabhupada also, his father, Gaur Mohan De, he gave such nice, beautiful training right from the birth. He, Srila Prabhupada, like Abhay Charan, he used to see his father always worshipping the Supreme Lord. Abhay always used to see morning, his father is doing some aarti, and in the evening also, after coming from his shop, even though it is late, then he is worshipping Shishir Radha Krishna and Gaur Mohan De, just to train him and give him nice culture, nice training, he is given this Shishi Radha Govindevji. And having these deities, he is always worshipping these deities, always making nice, offering nice foodstuffs to these. And also when Srila Prabhupada was a small child, he used to take out Rath Yatras. And when he grew up with this culture, with these ambitions and all, Gaur Mohande, he would be welcoming all the sadhus and just praying them, you please bless our child that he becomes a pure devotee of Srimati Radharani. And we see Srila Prabhupada with this culture, with this goal or with this target to serve the master of the senses, he comes out from Vrindavan, the supreme abode, where all the vanprastis, they would feel, ke, oh, this is the right time to settle in Vrindavan, this is the right time where we should chant the holy name, and here we should perfect our life, chant and leave our body. Srila Prabhupada ji leaves to foreign countries, which is so degraded, it filled with all breaking of all four regulative principles. And Srila Prabhupada ji, he does not go with so much of financial support, he goes only with 40 rupees. And Radhanath Swami Maharaj mentions that with 40 rupees, you cannot get even salad also in your meal. So that is the value of 40 rupees at that time. And here, Srila Prabhupada ji, only with 40 rupees, nothing, support, no army, no disciples, alone in the Bowery, in the streets of America, and he's wondering, okay, oh, what I am doing over here. And he has a ticket also. Return ticket. So he is wondering also, okay, I should take a return ticket immediately. But because the orders of spiritual master is there, okay, you should preach the message of Lord Gauranga in English language. And here Srila Prabhupada is there, and because the service of Krishna is there, the satisfaction of Supreme Lord is there, the worship, temples are established, deity worship is established, and that is also to the highest standard. And this 40 rupees, because the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord is there, this 40 rupees, somehow, not somehow, by the mercy of Krishna, changes into 40 crores. 40 rupees becomes 40 crores, and Srila Prabhupada ji, he was a downtrodden person eating few chapatis and sabjis. After 40 crores also, Srila Prabhupada ji was eating only sabjis and some dal rice. It was not like, oh, I have become a big industrialist, a big magnate, now I will eat some nice foodstuffs. No, he was down to earth and only target or in only goal was glorification of the Supreme Lord, glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he took out Rath Yatras. While he was in Jagannath Puri, he did not enter Jagannath Puri because his disciples were not allowed inside. But Srila Prabhupada took the culture of Jagannath Puri and established in all the nooks and corners of the world. Only purpose was establishing. Once Srila Prabhupada and his disciples, they were walking, and there was huge procession, and in this procession there were horses also, there were elephants also. And the disciples, they said, oh, Srila Prabhupada, we'll put you on the elephant and we'll glorify you. And Srila Prabhupada said, no, we will put Radha and Krishna on the elephant and we will go chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And that glorification, putting Radha and Krishna on the elephant, is Rath Yatra, where the Lordship Shri Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra Maiya are kept on the Rath. The Rath is beautifully decorated. And initially we used to all the devotees from Mumbai city, they are going to Jagannath Puri and they are just hankering. Now devotees feel so many Rath Yatras are there. Every week one or two Rath Yatras are there. So this is just simply actually opulence. We are getting so much, we feel last week to gaya tha Rath Yatra ko, fir se Rath Yatra. Arre, last time to book distribution kiya tha. Last time I took path in Rath Yatra, I pulled, so now I am liberated, I am off to Golok Vrindavan. But here this is the magnificent process or the great efforts done by Srila Prabhupada. He has struggled so much, taking the culture, taking the worship of the Lordship Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maiya in every nooks and corners of the world, where Jagannath ji are put on the cart. The cart is beautifully decorated and huge sound systems are there, trucks are there, bullock carts are there, not horses and elephants, because BMC problems are there, otherwise devotees will take elephants. And many of our devotees from Mahalakshmi, they have a desire that next Rath Yatra we will take elephants and horses also. We take some small bullock carts, small children are sitting in the bullock carts. They have a desire, but some BMC problem and all these things, we don't take elephants, but we put Jagannath ji on the throne. Huge kirtan is there, huge prasadam distribution is there, huge exhibitions of Krishna conscious philosophy is there, huge distribution of prasad is there. And the only purpose is only for the satisfaction of Krishna. And here we find the disciples of Srila Prabhupada ji taking the same mood, like Her Grace Malti Devi Mataji, she was saying, we were damn sure that Srila Prabhupada ji, this Swami, has not come to cheat us. And because we had full faith on Krishna, we did not know who is Krishna, but Srila Prabhupada ji, this Swami, he gave us this culture that this is the Supreme Lord, and we had full faith on Srila Prabhupada ji. We surrendered our life to Srila Prabhupada ji. We did whatever, exactly what Srila Prabhupada ji said. And we see, even in our freedom fight, one gentleman, Mr. C.R. Das, was there, and he was a big aristocratic person, and he was living a life of full opulence and all these things. And just because of the wave of freedom fighting, he said, I will renounce everything. I will live a life, a simple person. He left all his aristocratic lifestyles, but he could not survive. He left his body. But similarly, if we see the same situations where a person is in an aristocratic mood or coming from a comfort zone, great opulence, we see all brahmacharis or all devotees from foreign land, for specifically His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj, his father was a big lawyer, a big billionaire in Chicago city. Nothing shortage, no food problem is there, or shelter problem is there, or no shortage of bikes, or no shortage of cars, nothing shortage is there. He's coming from a huge luxurious life, but staying as a new bhakta, sadhaka, a brahmachari in the projects like Juhu project or Mayapur, where there were no facilities. Going to clearing for our stomach clearing, taking bath means take a lota, go in the fields, wash this lota with mud, and the same lota is used for taking bath. That is the highest standard in initial days in ISKCON. But all the brahmacharis, all the devotees, they survived. They tolerated all the sufferings. They tolerated, they suffered, they survived, and came out successful. Only because their only desire was to follow the orders of the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada ji. And what is the order of the spiritual master? What is the goal? What is the only ambition, achievement of the spiritual master to serve the Supreme Lord. Rishikena Rishikesh, my senses will not be in any way for the satisfaction of my own senses. My senses will be for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. So just to wind up, we'll see what is for devotees and for non-devotees. For devotees, there is a pastime in Srimad Bhagavatam where Upabharna is there. Upabharna is a Gandharva and he is enjoying his senses. He is a Gandharva. He has nice throat, nice singing capability and having nice beautiful structure. So all the apsaras, they are attracted towards him. He engages in sense gratification, and it is mentioned that once he was called for some sankirtan, he started glorifying the demigods, like it is singing some filmy songs, and he was cursed and he was sent in Bhuloka as a Dasiputra. And as a Dasiputra, he learned his lesson, oh, now I should not make mistakes. And as a Dasiputra, he is assisting his mother, he is serving the Vedantist, he is glorifying the Supreme Lord along with the Vedantist, and whatever the path is given by the Vedantist, he manifests. And in his next life, because of tapasya, because of renunciation, knowledge of the absolute truth, he becomes Narad Muni. And as Narad Muni, his only goal, his only ambition is glorifying the Supreme Lord. And same Narad Muni, when he comes in Chaitanya Leela as Srivas Thakur, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji and Nityanand Prabhu, they are all doing kirtan in his house, and Srivas Thakur, somehow or other, he finds out that someone is crying inside, and he goes inside and he sees mother and sister and wife, they are all crying, and he finds out that our child has died. And he feels that, oh, Supreme Lord is over here, Supreme Personality of Godhead is in our house, and why you are crying? Even though he has left his body, but such glorious death he has left, he is seeing the Supreme Lord, he is hearing the holy name, and he has left the body. So what is the purpose of crying? But still, all the ladies are emotional, so they cry. And Srivas Thakur, he says, if you continue crying, then I will tie a rock around my neck and drown myself in Ganges. So this is the situation of a devotee, like for myself, engaged fully in sense gratification, and then somehow or other coming in contact with Krishna consciousness, coming in philosophy of Srila Prabhupada ji, voluntarily we accept some tapasya, voluntarily we accept hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, voluntarily we accept getting up early in the morning, taking cold bath, coming regularly, signing 457, and Mangal Arati is there, all Arati, then Japa circle is there, regularly without fail, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And all the do's and don'ts of Krishna consciousness, we follow it very strictly. And then we come at the stage of Narad Muni, like it's a huge project, or like Dilhi Bahut Dur Hai. But then also Srila Prabhupada ji has given this elevator from the lowest platform, from the lowest degraded condition. Srila Prabhupada ji is making us sit in the elevator and don't move here and there. Just continue following the four regulative principles, doing the process of Krishna consciousness, chanting 16 rounds attentively, not criticizing the devotees, all these things, and we will directly reach to the topmost abode. That is Golok Vrindavan. For the atheist, for the Mayavadis, this concept of Golok Vrindavan is not heard also. So here Srila Prabhupada ji has given us the smoothest way. We just have to follow, like chappan bhog ka thali bana ke rakha hai. We just have to enjoy this. And what is the message for non-devotees? We see in the earlier chapters, like Putana is there, Agasur is there, Arishtasur is there. They have come to Vrajbhumi not to serve Krishna, but with an inimical mood they have come to kill Krishna. But after coming in contact with Krishna, Putana, directly her life force is taken out and she is sent to Golok Vrindavan. When Krishna in Golok Vrindavan, he calls out Maya, then three ladies come out. Which are three? One is Yashoda Maya, one is Devki Maya, and third is Putana. They get liberation. Even Agasur is there, because Krishna goes inside the body of Agasur, a demon who has come with the only mentality of killing Krishna, giving great distress to all the Vrajvasis. Then also he is given liberation, he is given Sarupya Mukti. So what to speak, all the demons who are coming to Vrajbhumi, giving great distress to Vrajvasis, and even the Supreme Lord, they are sent to Golok Vrindavan. What to speak of those devotees who are fully engaged in Krishna consciousness with positive attitude, serving the Supreme Lord. The only object of the senses is serving the master of the senses, Rishikena Rishikesh. Then won't the devotees get a liberation to spiritual world? Then, as Govind Prabhu was mentioning, that going to spiritual world or Golok Vrindavan is not an issue for devotees. They will directly go to Golok Vrindavan. But the purpose is, while going to Golok Vrindavan, we take all the atheists, all the Mayavadis, all the Nastics, and all the persons who are criticizing the Supreme Lord, criticizing the process of Krishna consciousness. We take all the atheists, all the Mayavadis along with us. That is the process. And as Srila Prabhupada ji mentions, the present Krishna consciousness movement is an attempt to keep Krishna in the center. For if this is done, all activities will automatically become beautiful and blissful. So we share the same culture, the beautiful process, the blissful process of Krishna consciousness with all the atheists, with all the Mayavadis, and take all the living entities back home, back to Godhead. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. So thank you all very much for patient hearing. So, His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu, His Grace Jagannath Prabhu, any corrections? Hare Krishna.